Were you and or your family affected by Hurricane Harvey? If so, in what way?
In a different way. Like, in my family, in my house, I lost basically most of the that I have.
Did you receive any type of compensation from the government and or another organization?
Not the government, but at Home Depot, where I work at, yes.
Okay. How did your community cope with the hurricane? Did y'all help each other out, or was it like...
Of course.
How did you guys help each other out? Did you guys do like food drives, or were you guys helped out?
Well, at that time, we wasn't able to do nothing else because we was busy cleaning up and...
Trying to get everything.
Of course, the neighbors needed some help, like moving things. We helped them and everything.
Were you prepared for Hurricane Harvey?
No.
Were you shocked by how bad it was?
Of course, I didn't think it was going to be that bad.
How did Hurricane Harvey disrupt your daily life, your routine?
Really bad, because since we lost everything, you had to find a way how to take a shower, how to have everything clean, because it was really bad smell. You had to take all the carpet out. And then the first 2 or 3 months, it was really hard.
Was your health affected in any way?
Not my health, thank God.
What about your kids or any of your family members?
Well, it was my kids. The older one, she got bronchitis at that time because of the smell. And then my little one, my grandbaby, she was sick.
She got like a fever?
Yes. And she was sick.
What valuable lesson did you learn from this whole experience?
I guess to be prepared and...
Take things seriously?
Yes. Like, next time that it's a hurricane, I'm going to get prepared. Oh, leave. Because I didn't think it was going to be that bad. So, water went in some of the cars, the trucks. And then we have to leave without the trucks and everything.
Were you dislocated? Did you go to a shelter or somebody else's house?
Somebody else's house for the first 2 days.
And how was that, coping with that?
It was really hard.
It was messy?
It was living with someone and then try to make food for your kids or...
In someone else's house? Like in
someone
their space.
Else's house. Yeah. And then I always think it was... Not comfortable because they wasn't happy with us.
Yeah, being there.
Like two different families, too many people.
Did you have pets and what did you do with them?
We take our pets.
Yeah, took all your pets?
Yes. We take 3 dogs and 2 cats. And it was really hard because they got pit bulls.
They were pit bulls?
No, they
had pit bulls. Oh, they had pit, the family you went to?
Yes, we have little ones, so it was hard.
Is there anything else you want to add?
Last one question.
Anything else you want to say?
Like
about your whole experience?
Well,
wait, was this your first hurricane you experienced?
No, it was more, but the one, it was a bad one. It was the worst one. Because I went through different ones, but it wasn't that bad, like this one. That's what I didn't think was going to be that bad.
Because you were like,
I don't think it's going to be that bad. Until I wake up and it was like,
flooded.
Oh, man, we need to leave. Because it's...
So you're still in the same house, right?
Yes, still fixing it.
You're fixing it till this day?
It's a lot of things to do. We still have to do the floors. And then outside, we have to do the garage door, the garage. It's a lot of things to be done still.